Next season, Major League Baseball will start punishing players for using illegal steroids. Baseball officials announced yesterday that enough players tested positive for steroids last season to warrant the penalty phase next year. Despite the apparent get-tough message, critics question whether baseball truly is serious about fighting the use of performance-enhancing drugs.
Cheers and whispers. If you listen to Major League Baseball in recent years, you heard both.
His wife Liz is ready. All the kids are ready. America is ready for home run number 70. There it is! He is tied, McGuire!
The cheers for players like Barry Bonds, who has sent baseball after baseball soaring into the stands and beyond, smashing major league records along the way. The whispers from those who've wondered exactly where baseball's recent power surge came from. Was it the muscle-building steroids that former All-Stars Ken Caminiti and Jose Canseco said were rampant in the game? Bonds and the other bashers said no, but the whispers grew louder. Finally, last year, players and owners negotiated a first-ever steroid testing plan. It called for anonymous testing, without penalties, to gauge the extent of baseball's alleged problem. If the results came back with more than 5% of the tests positive, testing with punishment would begin. Yesterday, baseball officials announced 5-7% of the 1,438 steroid tests were indeed positive. Starting with their second steroid offense, players now will face fines ranging from $10,000 to $100,000 and suspensions without pay from 15 days to a year. The biggest fines and suspensions are for those who repeatedly test positive. In a written statement, Major League Commissioner Bud Selig said he hopes the new plan, over time, will help completely eradicate the use of performance-enhancing substances in the game. Neither Selig's comments nor the plan itself did much to convince longtime anti-doping advocate Dr. Gary Wadler. He criticized baseball's steroid testing when it was first proposed last year, and Wadler's still not impressed.
We're talking about a woefully inadequate protocol where consequences are not really clearly delineated. There are a number of very unanswered questions. I think this finding today raises more questions in some ways than it actually answers.
Such as, why do penalties begin with the second positive steroid test? After a first positive, the player's only required to enter a treatment program.
There should be consequences right at the outset.
Wadler, who's written extensively about performance-enhancing drugs, also wonders how effective baseball's plan can be if the league tests for steroids only during the season. Testing will start in March at spring training, and Wadler says knowing the start date plays into the hands of steroid users.
You can take a steroid for a while when you know you're not in a period to be tested, and stop it, let it clear out of your body, and yet derive the benefits for weeks and months. So if you stopped the steroid 2 to 3 weeks prior to spring training, continued your aggressive weightlifting program, you get somebody who was, they say, juiced up and yet test negative.
Because baseball players weren't given year-round unannounced tests last season, Wadler thinks there are probably more steroid users than those represented in the 5-7% figure announced yesterday. Baseball officials, meanwhile, sound convinced that they nabbed all the cheaters. Players union lawyer Gene Orza, who did not return calls requesting an interview, was quoted as saying he was heartened the percentage testing positive wasn't higher. I did know, Orza said, that the claims of rampant steroid use in baseball were wildly inflated. But if he and the others who run the game expect now to move on to other issues in the off-season, it may not be that easy. For the past month, drug use in sports has been a hot topic in this country. Several prominent American track athletes have tested positive for a previously undetectable steroid, and a grand jury is investigating whether the steroid came from a California dietary supplement lab with ties to many famous athletes. In 3 weeks, Barry Bonds will testify before that grand jury, and the whispers baseball might have hoped would disappear yesterday may in fact linger for some time to come. Tom Goldman, NPR News.